It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Super 7 have revealed their brand new Python Patrol and Tiger Force G.I. Joe reaction figures. Alrighty then, Super 7 have revealed their brand new G.I. Joe Reaction Python Patrol and Tiger Force figures, and they are looking amazing. The releases line up with all the previously leaked listings, including the most recent Tiger Force green shirt. We have also been told of another character that hasn't been revealed as yet and isn't either of the additional characters featured on the reverse of the card. Yes, in Shipwreck and the Cobra Trooper. My guess is that this mystery figure will be the Target exclusive that we have seen them do so many times already in the past, and we will have to wait for eagle-eyed fans who see this wave in the wild before we can reveal them. The figures look fantastic, and I love the new decos for the characters who have never been in either sub-team before, like Cobra Commander, Destro, the Baroness, Snake Eyes, Scarlet, and the Green Shirt. It looks as though they have gone close to the classified Bat deco for their bat and added the extra light grey pattern on the pants. The Baroness gets a very cool subtle dark grey pattern mixed in with her usual all-black costume. Cobra Commander rocks the grey pattern PJs with the yellow helmet and gloves, and Destro somehow out-crazies his Prophet Director look with the yellow and red upper with dark grey collar and green and yellow pants. Wild. The Tiger Force are another colourful bunch, with Scarlet rocking a very nice looking brown with a yellow and black tiger stripe body. Duke reverses his original scheme with a brown shirt and green and yellow pants. Snake Eyes goes full airtight or R Puro with the all yellow and black tiger stripes and no gloves. And the Green Shirt gets a green shirt and brown pants with the yellow tiger stripes. They all look so bloody good, and you can order them from the Super 7 website, link in the description. We will hopefully be chatting to Brian Flynn about this and all those other Ultimates updates very soon, so stay tuned for that. Anyway, what do you guys think? Are you excited for these figures? Are you enjoying the new decos? Who do you think that mystery character is for the remaining Target exclusive? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, lots more content to come, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.